Tonight we're going to be giving a report on our mission work that we did this summer. This was something we did July 5th through 12th. This was a combined mission trip with adults and youth as we've changed that up a little bit, not just doing the trips with just the youth. And we went out to Parma, Idaho. We'll talk about a little bit about where Parma is in just a moment. But this is something that this trip that we did was a little bit different in that we weren't going just to do a VBS. We weren't going to do something that we had done traditionally in the past. When we send information out to congregations that we are looking at and seeing if they would like some help for the summer and doing any kind of activities, we always tell them this is very modular. It's something that we are trying to help you. You let us know what we can do, right? We don't want to be one of those groups that goes into an area every summer and paints the same wall every summer of some foreign place, right? That's not what this is about, right? This is doing something in the kingdom that is meaningful and helpful in that local area. And so we'll see and talk about different phases, I guess, of what we were doing while we were there and some things that we're doing to help this congregation in the small town of Parma, Idaho. Here is our group. As we were there in Idaho with the Hayes, the Higbys, the Blackmers, the two Lupi, and Alice Nelson as well. So it was good for us to be together and a great, great trip. Good hard work, as you'll see some of them actually working. I can attest that they got calluses from some of the work they were doing. So good things are happening. We did, and just prior to this, we did a lot of kind of, this trip didn't have a lot of physical prep to do. We weren't printing off and laminating things and getting that kind of stuff. We weren't doing that kind of thing. There were some things that we needed to do getting ready for this. It was to get our minds around what we're actually going to be doing. And one of the things that we talked about in the pamphlet that we put together for this trip was that we are going to visit family. We are going to visit members and brothers and sisters of the church working there. And in doing so, we're coming to work amongst our own family, our own spiritual family. Some of us actually had family in the area, so it was a little bit different in that aspect. But whenever you're going to an area, we're coming to encourage. And we'll talk about at the end that in doing so, we are ourselves encouraged in what we're doing. So it was a little bit different, like I said, in what the work we're actually doing. Here's our travel time, leaving. We left here, the church building, at 2:30 a.m. In the morning. Entirely too early, but we had to get down to Miami for the flight and flying up there. And so you can see how we skipped around the nation there, leaving out of Miami, landing in Salt Lake, having a breather, and then flying into Boise, which that's not much of a trip, but that 8 hours is always fun on a trip, so it was great. They volunteered for this. They came up to me and said, "Hey, Josh, come take a picture of us at this terminal." And actually, no, they did not volunteer for that. I may have forced them into this, but it looks great, guys, right? Yeah. Okay. So phase one, some of the things that we were doing while we were there. The congregation in Parma is in a very small community. There were, according to the last census, I think there was like 668 households in Parma, a little over 2,000 people. Not a huge community, all right? So if you're doing anything in the community, people notice, all right? So the Parsonage House is a house that the preacher there, Don Smith, and his wife, Heather, they don't use the house as far as for themselves. However, the church rents it out. So that helps the church there with being solvent and helping them in the work that they're doing. So they rent it out. The problem that we're having is that water is very, very expensive. In this area, this is high mountain desert, and it would continue to be desert if there weren't ditches and canals and things that brought water in. And so water is at a premium, and so they want to put in just kind of a drip system and get rid of the grass and low maintenance yard. And so they said that would be a huge help if we could help them with this project. And so you see here some of us getting the bricks up, getting all those things out of place. Diane was like, you know, laser level guy on the bricks, putting them down in place. And he did an excellent job being very precise with laying bricks. And then we also put out the weed barrier and built up, you see that retention wall there, about 70 feet down the road there to hold in the gravel that we'll be putting in place the following day. So this is one of the first things we did, spending all day getting this prep done, because the next day, the gravel was coming. So anyway, so here's the gravel. We brought in two dump truck loads full of gravel. And in doing this, we reached out also to the area congregations, the Linda Road Church of Christ in Meridian. Actually, one of their preachers will be here speaking on our Charged by Christ event. So Clint will be here speaking. But we reached out to them to see if they want to be involved. They're bringing their youth over to help out with anything. And so they brought some of their youth, and together with some of the members of the congregation there, which Don and Rich and Heather and a lot of the members of the congregation were right there with us, elbow to elbow, shoveling and getting all this stuff out. In an hour and 15 minutes, we moved two dump truck loads full of gravel, getting that out there. We were working hard, and there are people that were driving by. Have you ever crept by a scene wondering what's going on, like in your vehicle? Just slow down. It's like, what is happening? We had a lot of that because it was kind of a main street. And the Mormons came down the street and literally asked if we would come over and help them, because we were doing so much work. If we would come over and help them, they had some work that they wanted done. So it was getting attention, all right? It was getting attention. This is the first kind of big thing that's happened with this congregation as far as a group coming in and working with them in 20 years. They've not had anybody come in and help them in 20 years. And this is the first thing they've done since COVID. They've been very isolated, kind of shut off from one another even during COVID. And so this is a big, big push, not only for the community, but also for them and encouraging them. So you see the rocks there, and there's the finished product. We cleaned up and backed as well and getting all that. So there's a picture of the youth that were involved in the project, youth plus Lupi as well. So it was an excellent, excellent achievement getting that done. Another part was handing out flyers. So I told you there were 668 households in this community, and we brought 500 flyers to hand out. Incidentally, I've been in touch with Don, and he said people are still contacting him from the flyers that we handed out. When you're in a small community, something like this still makes a big splash, right? If you're doing this in Jupiter, right, nobody's going to notice. But in a community like this, it's kind of a big deal. And so that was something that we were handing out, those flyers. We were doing that kind of, if we got a break in some work, we would go hand out flyers. So we did it a couple of days, handing that out, going door to door in some areas, or just standing either at a convenience store, at a gas station, and things like that, handing the flyers out. Another part was some benevolent work. There was a guy named Sal who came, rode his bike to the church building. Sal is a little bit handicapped, much like the person in the wheelbarrow. He came every time the doors open. Sal comes. But his mother is taking care of him. Sal's in his late 50s, early 60s, and his mother's taking care of him. This is their home. Their driveway was a wreck. And when it snows there, it becomes just a mud pit. There's no way they can park. They can't use it. And so the church said, why don't we put down some road mix for them and pave out their driveway and help them out. And so Sal was very, very appreciative. He was there with us every night and the activities that we were involved in. He beat me in a game of cornhole, and he may have cheated a little bit, but he beat me anyway. And so, but that was the kind of what we were doing in helping them there as well with benevolent work. We also, on Saturday, we had an area-wide youth event. And so we invited area congregations to come. We sang together. We had a lesson from Robert, and we ate well together. Here we are around some of the tables there. Again, a lot from Meridian. It was interesting. Every night we did something with the brother there. They fed us very well and took care of us. Friday night, we actually had game night with the church members and getting to spend more time with them and encourage them. And then again, similar with fashion with the area-wide youth event. These two gentlemen volunteered to smoke brisket, a small pig, and lots of chicken. The guy there, I guess, the redheaded bearded guy, is a lifelong friend of mine from childhood. And he calls me all the time and talks to me about Dell. Dell's the guy there helping him in the hat. Dell is not a member of the church, but Dell was there hours and hours and hours cooking food, hanging out with us, and spending time with us. Robert calls me all the time asking, this Robert here, calls me asking questions, hey, Dell asked this question, how do I help him, and how do I answer these questions? And we're working on him, continuing to work on him, but here he was part of this event, volunteering his time to be there. So again, continue to have influence in everything we're doing with him as well. We're also there to encourage. We spent a lot of time with the brethren, as I've said before, and with them and in different aspects, worshiping together. One thing we're handing out flyers for was the Come and See event. Just come and see. If you've never been to the church, come and see. It's just an invitation. It's an easy thing to do. It's an easy thing for us to do here. We have similar banners that we've used in the past to come and see. Just come and see. It's something that you can talk to your friends about. It's an easy thing to say, just come and see. You've never been, you've never tried it, you've never, just check it out. And that's kind of what we were doing, using it based on, you know, the woman at the well concept. But so we worshiped with them Sunday and Wednesday and spent time with them. And I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you just meet a group of people and you just click and everything just was great. It was literally like we were with people we've known for a long time. And so they were with us at everything we were doing. Tuesday, we floated the Boise River together. For those of you who don't know, the Boise River is fed from a reservoir the water comes out of the bottom of the reservoir just over 50 degrees and warms up slightly before you get on it. And so whenever some of our Florida family got into the water, there's a lot of like sucking air as they were getting in, but we had a good time. It was something that, again, they were with us in that and in encouragement. And whenever we left, the night we left, they gave us a farewell kind of meal. There was tears on both sides. Again, it's like we were leaving family. And that's kind of what we were wanting to do. This was a very different mission trip. We went and encouraged the brethren. We were there to help them and get the word out in the community that they were there, that they were healthy, their vibrant congregation, inviting the community as well, letting them know area youth to be involved, encourage the youth of the congregation there. And so it was a big splash in that area to do this kind of thing. And this was part of what we do with Mission Sunday. Whenever we talk about, hey, Mission Sunday, and a lot of times we are looking at dollar signs and praise God for what He's able to do with our hearts and praise God for what He's able to do with this congregation here. But here's the faces. Here are the faces that you're seeing on Mission Sunday. Here's what the day-to-day and the effect of what's going on with Mission Sunday. And so we praise God for being able to be a part of this and work with them there in Parma. Like I said, Parma's a small place. Nobody would know about Parma, Idaho, but God still knows. And it's a place that we can be there, and we were encouraged. This is our last picture as we were leaving Parma, Idaho, right there by the replica of Fort Boise, not the actual Fort Boise, but the replica of Fort Boise. And Parma welcomes you. If you go to Parma, Idaho, you find yourself in that area, there's a good congregation that I worship with. You tell them you're from Palm Beach Lakes, and they'll probably feed you something. So it's a good congregation. It was great to be a part of working with them and sharing with them in this way. And as we continue to develop other aspects of our Mission Sunday, you will be doing more and more of these kind of trips and having these opportunities to serve around the United States and helping congregations like this. A lot of times there are situations where we get in a place where we doubt, right? And we get in a place where we're not certain about certain things, or we get discouraged. And sometimes you just need somebody coming in and say, you can do this. We can help you. And you got this. And that's a lot of what this kind of trip is, and a lot of other kind of trips that we do in encouraging the brethren around the United States. What we looked at on Sunday was this idea of come and see, and something that you've heard before, but it was something that not everybody's heard. Right? Not everybody has heard the gospel, and sometimes we take that we think about it, and everybody's heard about Jesus, everybody's heard about the gospel. Not everybody has. Not everybody has. And so we are continuing to invite and continuing to reach out. Just like Jesus with the woman at the well, he taught and worked with her and started where she was, with the common need that they have for water. He started there and worked with her to the point that she had to make a decision, right? At some point, she had to make a decision. In John chapter 4, verse 29, as she goes back to the city, and says, come and see a man who told me all the things that I've done. This is not the Christ, is it? And from that city, many of the Samaritans believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, he told me all the things that I have done. And so when the Samaritans came to Jesus, they were asking him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more believed because of his word, and they were saying to the woman, this is after the 2 days, after the time that Jesus had been there, they were saying to the woman, it's no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves and know that this one is indeed the Savior of the world. And that's really what, obviously, what we're trying to get people to grasp, who Jesus really is. When the woman came to the well, she saw a Jew sitting by a well, a male Jew who shouldn't be talking to her. When she left, after spending time with him, she very much considered him to be something very different. And in like manner, it is something that we need to be able to help people understand who Christ is. He is not just some man. He is the Savior of the world. He is the Son of God. And it's our job to help people understand that concept, to allow them to come and see. And so tonight, as we offer the invitation, maybe it's something that you need to come and see. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Would you confess his name before men? Would you repent of your sins? And would you be immersed for the remission of your sins? When we say come and see, it is coming to know Christ, but you have to make a decision. When you get to know who Christ is, and you're taught about who he is, and revealed about who Christ is, you now have to make a decision. What are you going to do with that information? Will I be obedient to the truth? Will I be obedient to his message? Not just a forgetful hearer. Will I hear and obey? It's not everybody who says unto me, Lord, Lord, who will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. It's important that we are obedient to the message. It's important that once we've heard, we make the right decision and following him, not as some have said, perhaps, not as some had said, a more convenient day, but today is the day of salvation. So if you would come, if you're willing to come and see, and you're willing to make this decision, the book of Revelation says, blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have right to the tree of life, and they may enter by the gates into the city. The Spirit and the bride say, come, and let the one who hears say, come, and let the one who is thirsty come, let the one who wishes to take the water of life without cost. Let all who would come at this time come as we stand and as we sing.